To be with you, and on behalf of our church here at the Fishkill Nazarene Church, we're excited for you to begin a new part of your journey to move to Sunday mornings.
真的是很高兴大家来到我们当中，而且我代表我们教会呢，也非常恭喜大家，我们教会要开始一个新的旅程。
It will be nice to have a full parking lot and lots of people moving back and forth in the foyer here.
所以我们在早上聚会的话呢，那我们这个 parking lot 的话会车会很多，我们大家可以很多的互动，真是非常美好的一件事情。
So anyway, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your journey, and we're excited for you. We've been praying for you, and so I trust God will bless you in your next leg of the journey here.
Yeah, 我也很感谢大家能够让我们 FCON 教会有这样的机会，能成为你们的这个旅程中的一部分。我们也会在祷告当中继续的来纪念你们。
All right, so let's dig right into the message here. We are in message number 2 of a series that I've titled Mission Possible.
好了，今天我们的正道的系列的第二讲，我们正道的系列是在神凡事都能。
And in this series, we're looking at situations in the Bible that seem absolutely impossible to us, but with God, they are made possible.
我们今天要讨论的是关于一些在经文当中所记载的，好像一些事情在我们人是不能，但是在神凡事都能。
So before I share some scripture with you, let me give you a little bit of background. We're going to be looking at a little bit of Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37, and it's the story of Ezekiel in the Valley of Dry Bones. And so this passage of scripture is perhaps one of the most familiar visions that was received by the prophet Ezekiel.
好了，我们今天晚上我给大家一些这样的一些背景知识。我们今天晚上要分享的话语是在以西结书的第36章和37章，在这两章经文当中，我们看到以西结他在平原当中看到了枯骨，这可能是以西结这位先知他所有的意象当中最有名的一次。
And this vision took place in a valley. The scripture tells us full of dry bones, and those dry bones represented people who had been dead for a very long time.
那在这个意象当中，我们看到在旷野当中，在平原当中遍满了骸骨，这样的枯骨的话呢，代表了一些死去很久的人。
And the reason God gave this vision to Ezekiel was because earlier in chapter 36 God had spoken to Ezekiel and had told him that even though Israel had turned their back on God, they had defiled their own land, and even though they were still rebellious during God's wrath, and even had been scattered among the nations, because of his love for his people, God wanted to renew and to restore and to rebuild this people of Israel.
在以西结书的第36章当中，神也告诉了我们为什么他要把这样的意象给以西结，因为神告诉我们说，尽管以色列民他们转背离弃了神，他们也玷污了自己的土地。在神的愤怒当中、怒气当中，他们依然选择了悖逆，但是神，而且神也将他们分散到了各国。但是神因为爱他的子民，所以他神的爱要来更新他们、重建他们。
So here's that conversation that God had with Ezekiel in chapter 36. And so if you have your Bible there, or if it's printed in your bulletin, this is what it says, beginning in verse 24.
好，那我们先来看一下这样的一段对话，其实是在以西结书的第36章24节。
God says, For I will take you out of the nations, I will gather you from all the countries, and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all of your impurities and from your idols.
以西结书36章24节，我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水浇在你们身上。你们就洁净了，我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
God goes on here in verse 26, and he says, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will remove from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
26节神继续说道，我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Then you will live in the land I gave to your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine.
28节。你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神，我必救你们脱离一切的污秽，也必命五谷丰登，不使你们遭遇饥荒，我必使树木多结果子，田地多出土产，好叫你们不再因饥荒受外邦人的讥诮。
Then you will remember your evil ways and your wicked deeds, and you will loathe yourselves for your sins and your detestable practices, and I want you to know that I'm not doing this for your sake, declares the Sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, people of Israel.
那时你们必追想你们的恶行和你们不善的作为，就因你们的罪孽和可憎的事厌恶自己。主耶和华说，你们要知道，我这样行不是为你们以色列家，当为自己的行为抱愧蒙羞。
Verse 33 and following, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. On the day I cleanse you from all your sins, I will resettle your towns, and the ruins will be rebuilt. The desolate land will be cultivated instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass through it. They will say, this land that was laid waste has become like the Garden of Eden. The cities that were lying in ruins, desolate and destroyed, are now fortified and inhabited.
主耶和华如此说，我洁净你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使城邑有人居住，欢场有被建造。过路的人虽看为荒废之地，现今这荒废之地仍得耕种。他们必说，这先前为荒废之地，现在成如伊甸园。这荒废凄凉毁坏的城邑，现在坚固有人居住。那时在你们视为其余的外邦人必知道，我耶和华修造那毁坏之处，培植那荒废之地。我耶和华说过，也必成就。
And then the nations around you that remain will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt what was destroyed and have replanted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it.
23-26节，那时在你们视为其余的外邦人必知道，我耶和华修造那毁坏之处，培植那荒废之地。我耶和华说过，也必成就。
So here's this conversation that God has with Ezekiel, and he's saying, "Listen, I want to renew and to rebuild those things that have been completely destroyed."
这个地方我们看到是神和以西结之间的对话。神告诉以西结说，他要重新的来建造、更新、恢复那些被毁坏之处。
Let me ask you a question here tonight, and it's this: If you took some time out and away from perhaps your crazy schedules, the chaos that enters into our life sometimes, the confusion and the conflict that so dramatically impacts our lives on a daily basis, would you say today that there are some areas of your life that you desperately, desperately need God to restore?
好，那我想来问大家一个问题，如果你可以从你的繁忙的时间当中能够抽身出来，而且不再让各样的冲突或者是混乱困惑来每天来搅扰你的生活的话，你是否也觉得你的生命当中有这么一些方面急迫的需要神的恢复，急迫的需要神的更新和重建？
Perhaps there are some areas of your life that you desperately need God to renew.
我想也许在你的生命当中有一些部分可能急切的急迫的需要神的重建。
Are there some aspects of your life that are just broken down and that you desperately need God to rebuild?
也许你的生活当中有一部分已经完全的破损，你需要神的更新。
If yes, friends, this message is especially for you tonight.
如果你的答案是的话，那今天晚上我们的信息就正好是为你而预备的。
And the reason for that is because this message is about a God who loves us so much that he will do the impossible in order to restore us, in order to renew us, and in order to rebuild us as people.
因为我们今天晚上的信息是关于一位爱的神，他是如此的爱我们，以至于他愿意做那些好像我们看来不可能完成的任务，来重新的来更新我们，来建造我们。
Friends, listen, God wants us to wake up. He wants us to come to life, and he wants us to live again.
我们知道我们的神，他愿意让我们苏醒，让我们重新活过来，能够得到新的生命。
If you're taking notes tonight, I want to encourage you to follow along and to jot some ideas down as God speaks to you. But let me share some thoughts with you from this passage. If you were going to be renewed, if we're going to be restored, if we're going to be rebuilt, we first have to trust in God's promises.
好，那我今天晚上也欢迎大家能够呢记些笔记，把我们今天要讨论的东西能够记下来。我们需要神来对我们的已经破碎的生活有所更新，有所重建的话，那我们第一个要做的事情，我们就要需要相信神的应许。
So we've just read Ezekiel chapter 36, some of the verses there. And God is speaking to Israel about the blessings, about this renewal, about this restoration, and about the rebuilding that he will accomplish and that will come upon his people.
好了，我们刚才读到的36节，我们看读到的是关于神对以色列人他们的祝福应许，他应许他们，他要重建他们，要更新他们，要恢复他们。
And then in chapter 37, verses 12 through 14, this is where God kind of reiterates that plan to Ezekiel.
那在接下来的第37章的12到14节，神再一次的来重复他对以色列他说的对以色列人的应许。
And so he instructs Ezekiel, and he says, Therefore, prophesy and say to them, This is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I'm going to bring you back from death.
第37章的12节这样说道，所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说，我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，领你们进入以色列地。
Tell them that God will bring them back to the land of Israel, the promised land, and then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and I bring you up from them.
领你们进入以色列地，我的民啊，我开你们的坟墓，使你们从坟墓中出来，你们就知道我是耶和华。
I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land, and then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I have done it.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
And in this passage, what God is doing is this: He's promising to us both a physical and a spiritual restoration. He's promising that renewal and that rebuilding as a part of our lives.
我们看到在这段经文当中，神的应许是应许我们不但是在肉体上，也在我们的属灵上有一个重新的更新和重建。
Maybe you're here tonight and there have been times in your life when you feel that God has not come through on some of his promises.
我想也许今天我们在座的弟兄姐妹当中，也许你可能有这样的感受，有些时候你觉得神好像没有实现他的应许。
If I can be any encouragement to you tonight, know this, that there are over 5,000 promises in Scripture, and God will meet every single one of those according to his plan and his time.
那我希望下面这句话能够对你是一个鼓励。在经文当中，圣经当中有超过5000的应许。我们知道神他会按照他的时间，按照他的计划来实现他的每一个应许。
The truth for us is that God always fulfills his promises.
我们知道事实是神总是来实现应许他的应许。
So trust in God's promises to pull you through some of those dark and trying days of life.When you perhaps have doubts, or when you have fears, or when you have worries and anxious thoughts.
因此在我们生活当中，我们有疑惑的时候，有恐惧的时候，有忧虑的时候，有不安的时候，我们要相信我们的神，他可以带领我们走出这段黑暗难熬的时光。
You and I can trust in God's promises when there's perhaps a health scare or a job layoff, or when the relationships in our lives seem to be drifting away, and when one end of life doesn't easily meet the other end of life.
我们如果我们的身体有疾病，或者我们的工作被解雇，或者是也许我们的人和人之间的关系出了问题，也或者是因为我们的生活很窘迫，入不敷出的时候，我们要相信神的应许。
I love how God just simply says it and reminds us in both chapter 36 and 37 when he says, I have spoken it and I will do it.
我真的是非常喜欢神在第36章和第37章他所给我们的应许。他这样说到，他说，耶和华如此说，也如此成就了，这是耶和华说的。
And we have to trust in that tonight.
我们必须信靠神。
So here's the second thought for us. If we're going to experience renewal, restoration, or that rebuilding that I've been talking about a little bit, that God wants to do in our lives, the second thought for us is this. Ready? Don't stay in the valley.
好，那我们如果要神的手来更新我们，来重建我们的话，那我们需要做的第二个事情，就是我们不能停留在那低谷当中。
If we're going to experience all that God wants from us, we cannot afford to stay in this valley. Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 1 and 2 says this, The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me in the middle of the valley. It was full of dry bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very, very dry.
如果我们要能够来经历神所我们预备的一切的话，我们就不能停留在低谷当中。在以西结书的第37章有这样说到，第一到第二节，耶和华的灵降在我身上，耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，将我放在平原中，这平原遍满骸骨，他使我从骸骨的四围经过，谁知在平原的骸骨甚多，而且极其枯干。
So the bones here that God was allowing Ezekiel to see in this vision, the bones here represented the people of Israel and what happened to them when they turned away from God.
这里神让以西结所看到的这些枯骨代表的是以色列民，代表了当他们离弃了神以后会是什么样的一个光景。
And God wanted Ezekiel to see this vision because there were times in Ezekiel's ministry when he felt that those he was preaching to were spiritually dead and that they were just listening with a little bit of curiosity, but then they went on doing whatever they wanted to do and to live however they wanted to live.
神要以西结能够看到这样的意象，因为神知道以西结在他的侍奉当中的时候，他有跟很多一些属灵上面已经死了的人去传讲道理，他们看到那些人有时候出于好奇的心也会听神的话语，但是过了以后在生活当中人就按照己意去行。
And you know the truth for us is, and we get a little uncomfortable when we think like this, but isn't that a little bit like you and I at times in our lives?
我想事实是也许我们会觉得这样的事实让我们感到很不安，事实是我们的生命当中生活中是不是也像以西结所接触的那些人一样呢？
We hear from God's word, from our devotions and from our prayer times, from our Bible studies and from our church time.
我们在我们那些属灵的一些操练当中，也在我们的查经的过程当中，或者是小组的聚会当中，或者教会的聚会当中，我们也可以听到神的话语。
Perhaps we even hear from God's word during the week on the radio or TV stations with a little bit of curiosity, and then we go on living how we want to live, and there is a spiritual deadness in us when we do that.
也许我们也会出于一点点的好奇心，我们可能会从广播上听到一些神的话语，我们也可以从一些电视的节目当中来听到一些神的话语，但是我们回到我们的生活当中的时候，我们又照样的过我们自己想要过的生活，在我们的属灵上面，我们有那一段的死亡的光景。
And this thought right here is really, when we look at the American church, this is the epidemic that is happening in the American church. We tend to fall right in line with 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 2 Timothy chapter 4 that tells us that we will be lovers of ourselves, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
那我们想我们再看看我们周围的很多美国的所有的一些教会，这仿佛是我们美国的教会的一个通病。我们的情形就正如提摩太后书三章四章所提到的那样，我们爱享乐超过了我们对神的爱。
These passages tell us that we'll have a form of godliness. I mean, we'll look good on the outside, right? But that will deny its power. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, it says, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear.
在提摩太书的第三章第四章这样提到，说这些人有前进的外表，就是外面看上去好像非常的好，却背着前进的事实。因为时候到了，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
And it finishes out here and it says they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to the myths.
第四章的第四节继续说到，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
And Ezekiel, in his priestly role and responsibility, had nearly given up hope that God's children would one day be spared from death in a valley just like this.
那我们知道以西结他是先知也是祭司，从为他的身份来说，他几乎都已经放弃了希望，他几乎都不认为神的子民可以能够在死亡当中被拯救，特别是当他看到这平原当中的骸骨的时候。
And I think for us tonight that there might be some life application right here out of this thought. And I wonder if maybe we should pause and just ask a simple question that could easily be overlooked if we just kind of read through this passage and not really study it.
好，那我们刚才这里讨论的这些可以对我们的生命当中有些应用。我想我们在这里可以先暂时的停一下，来问我们自己一个问题。这样的问题也许我们平时如果我们只是想读经而缺乏深入的学习思考的时候，我们是会非常容易忽略的一个问题。
And here's the question that I think we should ask. Why were these people, why were these dry bones in the valley to begin with?
好，那我们接着一个问题就是，为什么在那平原当中会有这么多的骸骨、枯骨？
Let me share some probabilities with you.
好，那我跟大家分享一些可能的原因。
The first probability was that they had been in a battle with their enemy and their enemy just killed them. I mean, that just is the obvious probability here.
那第一个很显然的可能性的话，就是也许在那个平原当中，他们和他们敌人曾经有过征战，而且他们的敌人把他们给杀了。
And they probably got killed. They probably died here because they didn't have the right armor. They didn't have enough strength. They didn't have the right numbers of people to come against their enemy.
他们失去了这场战争，被杀戮，很有可能他们的原因是因为他们没有好的装备。他没有足够的力量和足够的人数来和敌人征战。
And the truth for us is this, that we too can die in the valley if we lack in these areas when we go into battle.
好了，我想道理是我们也会输掉同样的战争，如果我们也没有好的装备，没有力量，没有足够的人数来和敌人征战的话。
Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that there is a battle coming. It doesn't say that there might be.Ephesians chapter 6 says there's going to be a battle coming, and when that battle comes, you and I better be prepared for that battle.
在以弗所书的第六章告诉我们说，有一场这样的征战会要来到。他讲的这场征战是一定会来到，而不是可能会来到。当这场征战来到的时候，我们必须要预备好。
The passage is too rich for me to just kind of skip over tonight, so let me share that passage, which is perhaps familiar with many of us.
那这段经文真是有很丰富的信息，我没有办法能够跳过它。那我们今天一起来读一下这段经文。
Beginning in verse 10, it says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes.
以弗所书第六章第十节，我还有未了的话，你们要靠着神主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
If we jump down to verse 13, it says, "Put on that full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground."
我们跳到第十三节，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装。好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
And after you have done everything possible to be a part of this battle, continue to stand, it says.
他告诉我们说，我们成就了一切后还能站立得住。
Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
我们站立的人要用真理当着带子，当作带子来束腰。
Stand firm with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
我们要站立的人用公义当作护心镜来遮胸。
Stand firm with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
我们要站立的人，我们要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And in addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
此外，又拿信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
There are times in our lives when we are in a valley, and it's perhaps going to be a different valley for each of us, and if we are unprepared to face some of those challenges, some of those trials, and some of those battles, we'll lose every single time, and more often than not.
在我们生命当中，我们可能也会在旷野当中，我们会毫无准备的去面对各样的挑战、试炼或者征战。当我们毫无准备的去面对这一切的时候，我们必定会失败。
More often than not, we will die, sometimes physically, and almost all the time spiritually, right there in the valley.
而且大多数的时候，我们会死亡，我们肉体会死亡，而且我们属灵的生命也会在那里死亡。
But if we prepare ourselves in the manner that Paul spoke to us about here in Ephesians chapter 6, God will deliver us.And we can get out of those valleys in life.
但是如果我们像以弗所书第六章所说的那样，我们有美好做好了美好的预备的话，神就会来救赎我们。
So here's another possibility as to why the people might have died in the valley.
那另外一个可能的原因，为什么那些人死在平原当中
？Perhaps they just simply chose to stay in the valley.
也许就是只是因为他们选择要停留在那个地方。
How many of you?And I don't know how this will translate, but how many of you have ever had kind of a pity party, a kind of a, oh, woe is me, life stinks, that type of discussion, even in your head? How many of you have ever had that?
我不知道大家有多少人曾经有陷入那种自怨自怜的情况当中，觉得生活好像真的是跟自己什么事情都过不去。
Anybody? Please raise your hand. I don't want to be the only one. Okay, three of us. Great. Well, it's true, though, when we get into this mindset of this pity party, that the longer we stay in it, in that negative thought life, the worse we get.
我想事实是，如果我们陷入这种自怨自怜的境况当中的时候，我们在停留的时间越长的话，这负面的影响对我们就会越深。
And that's exactly what will happen to us if we choose.To stay in the valley.
这就是同样的事情会发生在我们身上。如果我们停留，我们选择停留在那旷野当中。
And what might happen is we just kind of look around at the hills that we have to climb in order to get up out of the valley, and we just think that we can't possibly climb those hills.
也许我们只会好像象征性的，我们看看环绕着峡谷的四周的山，就说啊，我们没有办法能够翻越它们，我们没有办法翻越它们来爬出峡谷。
We look around at some of the relationships we have, and we think, you know, we've drifted apart for so long, and it's just so wrecked in that relationship that we can't possibly mend those relationships.
也许有些时候我们看着我们和我们周围人的人际的关系，我们感受到我们没有办法能够来改善这些关系。
We look at our checkbook and we look at the difference between the income and the debt level, and we just think there's no possible way for us to ever get out of this debt.
那也许有些时候，当我们看我们的财务的情况的时候，我们看我们的收入和支出，我们感到我们完全没有办法能够偿清我们的债务。
Or perhaps we just kind of look at some of the bad habits that we've formed in our life and they've just become a part of who we are, and we just kind of feel like we're in this pit, we're in this valley, and there's no way that we could ever change some of those bad habits that we've formed in our lives.
也许在我们生命当中，我们形成了一些很多的一些坏的习惯，这些坏的习惯像陷阱一样的来禁锢着我们，有时候我们感到我们没有办法能够改变我们这形成的这些坏的习惯。
But here's Here's the thing for us tonight. Here's the encouraging thought for us tonight.
但是事实是,
if we're going to get out of the valleys that we are in, we have to be willing to take the necessary steps to climb through that tough terrain in order to get to the mountaintops.
我想事实是, 如果我们要离开那充满了骸骨的平原的话, 我们就必须要有所行动, 我们要翻越那险恶的地势, 山岭, 能够拿到山顶。
We don't really know this, but we can assume quite accurately that not everybody who was in battle in this vision died, but the ones who lived did what was necessary in order to get out of the valley.
也许我们并不是完全的清楚, 也许也不是每一个人有这样的看见的话, 他都能够在那个战争当中存活下来, 但是我们知道, 凡是存活下来的, 他们一定都做了他们所要做的, 翻越了那山里, 能够爬出了平原。
And we have to be careful to make sure that we don't become like the Israelites, who not too long into their journey to the promised land started complaining to Moses and felt like they were better off in captivity back in Egypt.
我们必须要非常的小心，我们不能像以色列人一样，他们才刚刚的开始那进入应许之地的旅途的时候，他们就开始向摩西来抱怨，抱怨说他们如果留在那为奴之地，其实日子过得更好。
God had been meeting all of their needs, and he was guiding them step by step to the promised land, and they just couldn't get themselves to a place where they were willing to take the necessary steps in order to reach that promised land.
我们看到神满足了以色列民他们所有的需要，而且在前面带领他们要走的道路。 但是这些以色列民他们还是没有办法能够达到一个地步，不愿意有所行动，能够进入神所应许之地。
And sometimes we're just like that. Sometimes we just would rather stay in our captivity. We'd rather stay in the valleys, and we'd rather suffer a slow physical or spiritual death rather than climbing up to the peaks.
但是非常遗憾的是，我们很多的时候，我们就像那些以色列人一样，我们也许我们喜欢宁可陷入那囚牢当中，我们宁可自己能够停留在那旷野平原当中。 我们宁可得到的是一个慢慢的一个死亡，属灵的死亡，而不愿意能够爬上山峰，离开那充满死亡的平原。But
that's not what God has in store for us.
但是我们知道，这不是神他所为我们预备的。Don't
make choices in life that keep you in the valley. And let me just say this as an aside thought here. Sometimes in our lives, we have to make choices that will separate us from friends and family who just want to keep us in that valley.
我们一定不要做任何的事情，会让我们陷入那充满了骸骨的平原之中。让我也告诉大家，也许在我们生命当中，我们可能要离开我们的朋友，有时候会要离开我们的家人，因为这些朋友、这些家人，也许他们正愿意我们陷在那峡谷当中、平原当中。
And sometimes there are situations that we face in life that would keep us naturally in those valleys. But again, that's not what God wants for us.
也许在我们生活当中，我们遇到各样的一些境况，会让我们要停留在那旷野当中。但是这不是神所为我们所预备的。Jesus
tells us in John chapter 10, verse 10, that he has come so that we would have abundant life. And Satan is the one who comes only to kill, to steal, and destroy. And he knows that he will be successful if he can keep us in the valley.
我们知道约翰福音的第十章第十节也告诉我们说，神来是要叫我们得生命，而且得更丰盛。而撒旦盗贼来，无非是要盗窃、要杀害、毁坏。而且撒旦知道，如果他能够让我们停留在那平原当中的时候，他就能够成功。
All right, so here's the third and final probability about why people died here in this valley.
那现在我们看看第三个为什么的可能性。
It was a dry and thirsty land.
那个平原是一块干旱贫乏之地。So
this valley that is pictured here in this vision, this valley was part of the desert of Judah.
我们看到在这个图片中的这个干旱荒芜之地的话，是一块沙漠之地。And
there was nothing here that produced life for them. There was no water. There was no vegetation. It was just a plain, dry, and thirsty land.
在那个地方没有任何可以让生命成长的要素，没有水，没有植物，这是一片荒芜干旱的土地。
David actually referenced this same desert in Psalm 63 verse 1 when he said, when he was in the desert of Judah, you, God, are my God, and earnestly I seek you, I thirst for you, my whole being longs for you in this dry and parched land where there is no water.
大卫在诗篇63篇有这样提到这块干旱贫乏的土地。诗篇63篇第一节，大卫在犹大旷野的时候做了这诗。神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱贫乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
And sometimes our lives can get like this from time to time, just kind of plain, just kind of dry, perhaps thirsty, not really producing much of anything.
好了，也许很多时候我们的生活也是像这个样子，我们生活也会是干旱的，我们生命当中也会是贫乏的，我们没有办法结任何的果子。
But if we want to make it out of the valleys in life, we have to make sure that our spiritual life is being nourished.
如果我们要离开那充满了骸骨的平原的话，那我们必须要能够确保我们属灵的生命能够得到喂养。
And we can do that by getting into God's word.
我们可以通过来读神的话语来得到生命，让我们属灵生命得到喂养。
We can do that by getting into a Bible study and fellowship with other people.
我们也可以和众人的团契当中，在查经当中能够得到这样的喂养。
We can keep our spiritual life nourished by getting into some prayer time and making sure that we get into church and worship on a regular basis.
如果我们有固定的祷告的时间，而且我们也能够来到教会来参与敬拜赞美的话，那我们的属灵的生命也可以得到喂养。
And we do not have to stay in a dry and thirsty land.
我们完全没有必要停留在那干旱贫乏之地。
Now here's a thought for us. It's this spiritually dead people stay in the valley. Don't stay in the valley.
我们得到的教训是，那些属灵生命已经死了的人，灵里死了的人，他们停留在那充满骸骨的平原当中。我们要做的就是离开那平原。
All right, so our third thought from this passage tonight is this. If we're going to be restored, if we're going to be renewed, if we're going to be rebuilt, we have to acknowledge God's sovereignty.
那我们要想要神的手来重建，来更新我们的话，那我们第三个要做的就是，我们要承认并尊重神的主权。
On multiple occasions in Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37, we see that God's sovereignty is spoken of, and that we are to acknowledge this.
在以西结书的很多地方，我们也看到我们要承认尊重神的主权的话。
Just listen to some of these verses here that speak of it.
好，让我们看看其中的一些经文。
Therefore say to the Israelites, this is what the sovereign Lord says.
在36章的第20节，所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说。
It is not for your sake, people of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name.
以色列家呀，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名。
Verse 23, it says, I will show the holiness of my great name.
23节说到，我要使我的大名显为圣。
And then just a little bit below that, it says, then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I am proved holy through you before their eyes.
那下面点说到，我在他们面前眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华，这是主耶和华说的。
And this word sovereign here, this word sovereign means to have dominion or to have rule over or to have power and authority over us.
这个主权这个词的话也就表示是有权柄有权力的这样的意思。
And the secret to our renewal and restoration and rebuilding is to acknowledge God as our authority and as our sovereign Lord.
要能够得到神的更新神的重建的秘密的话就是我们要能够尊重神的主权神的权柄。
And we can see this all over the Old Testament and the New Testament.
这样的一个观念我们可以在新约圣经和旧约圣经当中可以到处可以看见。
We see in the Ten Commandments that we are to have no other God before him.
我们在十诫当中我们知道我们没有除耶和华以外没有别的神。
God should be our top priority.
神是我们的第一位的。
And in the New Testament, we're instructed to seek him first and to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength.
在新约圣经当中也说到，我们要来尽力的去寻求他，我们要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的爱主我们的神。
And when you and I make a deliberate choice of acknowledging God in the manner that he's requesting of us, he will take our broken down, our burned out, in desperate need of repair lives and begin to put them back together again.
我想当我们经过我们的思考，我们做出这样的一个选择，来承认神的在我们生命当中的主权的时候，他就会把我们生命当中所有那些朽坏的、破损的，来重新的更新，来重建。
I love 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
我也很喜欢历代志下第七章的第十四节。
It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven, I will forgive them of their sin, and I will heal their land.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告祈祷寻求我的面，转离他们的恶习，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
And this is perhaps one of those areas where we go wrong much of the time, because oftentimes in our lives we're more interested in placing ourselves in the top position and the first priority instead of God, and that's not how God wants it.
我想这是在我们生活当中我们经常可以看到的一个错误。很多时候我们把我们自己放在第一位，而不是把神放在第一位。我们知道这不是神所喜悦的。
And so the question I would ask then here is this, what will it take for us to get to a place where we acknowledge God as first in our lives? When will he be first in our worship? When will he be first in our time? When will he be first in our service to others?
那我现在给大家的一个问题就是，我们要怎么样才能够到一个地步，能够承认神在我们的生命当中是首位的，在我们的敬拜赞美中是第一位的，在我们所有的时间当中，在我们所有的侍奉当中是第一位的。
And we have to be very sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit here, because we want to make sure that even if it's done unintentionally, that we are not picking and choosing what areas of our life where we put God first.
我想我们要有一个很敏锐的心，要来个顺服圣灵的带领。我们一定要记住，我们不能去选择在什么地方把神放在第一位。
Because the truth for my life and your life is this, if God is not first in all, he's not first over all.
因为事实是，如果神不是在所有的事项上排第一位的话，他就不是第一位的。
So here's the fourth and final thought for us tonight. If we're going to be renewed, if we're going to be restored, if we're going to be rebuilt, we have to keep hope alive.
那我们第四点，如果我们要让我们的破碎的生命能够得到重建，得到更新的话，那我们第四个我们要做的是要有一个活的盼望。
So verse 11 of Ezekiel 37, this is what it says. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We've been cut off.
在以西结书37章11节这样说道，主对我说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。他们说，我们的骨头枯干了，我们的指望失去了，我们灭绝尽尽了。
Perhaps this is even one of those reasons why they died there is because they just felt like all of their hope was gone.
我想这也可能是他们为什么在那里死亡的原因，因为他们感到他们的指望完全的失去了。
It's easy for us sometimes in our lives to lose hope.
我想也许真的是在我们生活当中，我们很多时候很容易我们就会失去我们的盼望。
It's easy to feel like people have given up on us.
我们也很多时候我们会很容易就 感觉到仿佛别人已经完全的放弃了我们。
It's easy to look at our bank accounts and the amount of debt and just think that there's no possible way to climb out.
也很容易的是，很容易。我们当我们看到我们的债务的状况的时候，看到我们欠所欠的债务的时候，我们很容易的想到我们没有办法能够从这债务当中能爬出来。
It's easy for us to kind of lose hope when our job status changes or when our health takes a turn for the worse. And really, if we sat for a few minutes and talked about it, the list around this room tonight could go on and on about the areas in our lives when we tend to lose hope.
也很多的时候，当我们的工作失去工作的时候，或者当我们的健康状况出了问题的时候，我们也很容易失去我们心中的盼望。如果我们花时间继续讨论下去的话，我们这样的事情可以列很长一节。
But some good news for us is this, that our hope is not built upon our job status, or our bank accounts, or our health, or anything else.
但是好的消息是，我们所有的盼望并不是建立在我们的工作之上，不是建立在我们的银行的账户之上，也不是建立在我们的身体之上或者其他任何的事情之上。
Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope and a future.
耶利米书29:11，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
There's an old hymn in the life of the church that we're going to close with here tonight, and it tells us about where we can find this hope. And so I want to pray for us. I want to invite the worship team to come, and they're going to lead us in this song. And let's do that. Let's go to prayer, and then come if you would.
好了，我们今天晚上我们有一首回应的诗歌。这首回应的诗歌告诉我们，我们的盼望建立在什么之上。我们先来有段祷告，祷告后我们请敬拜团队来上来带我们领我们的诗歌。
God, we just come before you here tonight. We thank you for ministering to our hearts and to our minds.
主，我们来到你的面前的时候，我们向下感谢，感谢你，你真的是来对我们的心有带领，对我们的头脑也有带领。
And God, I just pray that you would speak supernaturally to us tonight and just to help us to understand that we don't have to stay in the valley and die.
主，也求你用你的超自然的话语来对我们说，让我们知道我们不是必须要停留在那充满骸骨的平原当中，我们不是必须要在那边死亡。
Remind us tonight of the truth in John 10:10, where you have come so that we might have life and have it abundantly.
主，也真的是谢谢你能够借着约翰福音的第10:10来提醒我们，你来了是叫我们得生命，并且得的更加的丰盛。
We love you tonight in your name. Amen.
我们爱你，我们奉主的名祷告， Amen.